The Chinese government is suspending a senior official in the province where more than 200 people died in a coal mine accident earlier this month. It was China's deadliest mining accident in more than 50 years, but in other ways it was sadly routine. China produces about one quarter of the world's coal, but accounts for more than 80% of the world's deaths in coal mining accidents. Last year, more than 6,000 people died in China's mines. And this week's suspension signals Beijing's desire to hold officials more accountable on issues such as work safety that are tarnishing China's international image. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from northeastern China.
There are two striking things about the grimy industrial city of Fuxin that are left over from another era. One is the statue of Chairman Mao, which looks down on the bustling, now very un-Maoist main square, with its cell phone stores, its wedding boutiques, and yes, even its sex shops. The other legacy of the past is the huge coal mine just outside the city, a symbol of another era when Manchuria was the industrial and resource center of China. It was here that the miners died on February 14th. On the surface, this city of roughly a million people seems to be going about its business as usual. But if you climb the hill out of town to the village of Sunjiawan near the mine itself, you find it's now a village of widows. Wang Yujie is 52 years old and lives in a tiny two-room building set among a maze of others. Her house is crowded with neighbors and relatives. Wang's husband, Wang Shanquan, was working the day shift on February 14th. At around 3 p.m., someone ran in to tell Mrs. Wang there'd been an explosion and she rushed to the mine. She and other relatives waited for news in temperatures below freezing until 2:30 in the morning, but no one at the mine would tell them anything. Wang says it was not until 3 or 4 days later that a small van pulled up outside her house. She knew then, even before the mine officials came in, that her husband was dead. Wang says she and her husband had been reasonably confident about the mine because it was government-run, not one of the fly-by-night, often illegal private mines whose safety records are so infamous. Everyone knows it's dangerous work, she says. You don't know when something's going to happen. But this is the first accident that's happened here for a very long time. Wang has a sense of resignation about her. She says she's barely slept since the accident happened. Robin Monroe of the China Labor Bulletin, based in Hong Kong, closely monitors China's coal mining industry. He says the huge demand for coal to fuel China's economic boom and the huge recent jump in the price paid for coal is causing mine owners to put profits before the safety of their miners. He says that because labor is cheap, life is cheap too.
The going rate for a dead miner at the moment in terms of compensation is about 20,000 or 30,000 yuan. Which is about $2,500 to $3,000. I mean, this is a derisory sum to pay to a bereaved family. It also means, though, that mine owners are not under major economic pressure to improve workplace safety. Miners' lives, in practice, are regarded as a fairly cheap production input into the mining process.
That must change, says Monroe. So must the ability of mine owners to avoid prosecution for accidents at their mines. He welcomes the Chinese government's announcement that a senior provincial official has been suspended to take responsibility for the accident in Fuxin, but he says lower-level officials are often hand-in-glove with mine owners, and they help each other avoid prosecution. No amount of reform or punishment will bring back miner Wang Shanquan. Because it's a government-run mine, his family's compensation will be higher than most. But his 23-year-old daughter says she, her sister and her mother will still have difficulty making ends meet. And she says other opportunities are so limited here that men are likely to continue going down into the mine. My father was assigned that job during the Maoist era, she says. Nowadays, we can choose our own jobs. But the salary at the mine is still much higher than what young men can earn doing other jobs around here, she adds. So the young men in town all still want to go and work there. Rob Gifford, NPR News.